Right. Well, let's get back to that conversation about the city pursuing legal action in order to source IPPs, independent power producers. I'm joined on the line by the local minister for economic opportunities, Beverly Schaefer. Beverly, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
A court date has been set. When is that?
No, the court date has not been set yet. We still, it's not been put on the urgent roll, and there's now an, well, basically people are looking together to try and make sure that that gets put on the urgent roll, but for the moment, that court date has not been set.
Okay. So we don't know, and essentially you applied for this to be made an urgent matter.
Yes, but I mean, you know, I suppose now more than ever, it's probably the right time that the courts will decide that this is an urgent matter, bearing what's going on in South Africa at the moment. So they're busy with that at the moment. But I think the really important thing is that we actually need the legislation changed. Otherwise, nothing is going to change in terms of whatever plans we have, whether it's in the Western Cape or in the rest of South Africa.
I mean, how long could that process take?
Well, you know, NERSA holds the key to everything. If the legislative process changes and NERSA allows municipalities to procure independent power from independent power producers, that would just immediately explode the IPP sector, and we would have massive amounts of people choosing to go off the grid. But at the moment, it is highly illegal. And the question really is, I mean, how much more must municipalities, the public, businesses endure before we actually have a moment where we actually can't, there's no point of return? We really need to be able to do that right now. I've heard Minister Radebe say that in his press conference, that it is about time that municipalities who are well-run are able to procure their own energy. But the point of the matter is NERSA must change the legislation, otherwise it's deemed illegal.
If NERSA doesn't do that, this could end up all the way in the Constitutional Court, because you're testing the constitutional validity of being forced to tap into the Eskom grid.
Absolutely. I would see business taking NERSA to court. I would see a number of stakeholders that would actually take them to court.
As the Minister of Economic Opportunities, what support is in place right now for the businesses that are struggling to survive while this load shedding continues?
Well, we're actually, you know, anybody who can afford to go onto solar PV, we're encouraging them to do that. Whether it's small businesses, we understand the cost implication of solar PV. It's still quite expensive to do so. And then to have a battery storage, which in itself also costs huge amounts of money. So we are encouraging businesses as best as possible. We're also encouraging businesses to be flexible in terms of their work times, maybe to work around the grid and make sure that there's flexibility so that you've actually got productivity during times when there's no load shedding, and that during load shedding you're either running meetings. So you have to be innovative in this space, because really a lot of this sits without our, excuse the pun, but without our power. You know, we don't have power on how we decide this is going to happen.
Pravin Gordhan is saying this is going to take, we'll get it right in 1 to 2 years. Are there long-term contingency plans in place in terms of support?
Definitely. I mean, the Western Cape is probably the most ready than any other province, because we, for a number of years, have already put things like small-scale embedded generation tariffs in place. We started off with only a couple of municipalities. Today we have 20 municipalities, or 18 out of 22, that have wheeling tariffs in place, which is the ability to sell energy through the grid to a neighbor business. And then we have small-scale generation tariffs in place. So we've already done a lot of the groundwork that's requiring. All we need is NERSA to change the legislative process. Once that is changed, we are ready to go. Even for LNG gas, I mean, obviously we would have a mixed basket of energy in the Western Cape. We are ready. We've done all the EIAs in Saldanha. We are ready to take on an opportunity for gas to be part of the product offering in the Western Cape.
Beverly Schaefer, the Western Cape's MEC for Economic Opportunities, thank you so much for coming on the show this afternoon.